Hi guys, I know it's been a while since I last spoke to you all, and I just want to say a lot has happened since I made my previous podcast. I had a lot going on. I was planning a baby shower for my sister. I've been kind of getting myself together when it comes to this project I'm working on. So there's a lot of things going on that I'm trying to get finished and get done for you guys to see. But during that time, I actually just recently had surgery on my ACL. So it's given me a lot of bed rest and recovery time, but it also gives me time to kind of analyze the things that I need to get done. It helps me put timeline on things so that I can get them finished. And I mean, it's crazy how something kind of has to happen in order for you to realize that you weren't taking time for yourself. Life kind of just pushes you and pulls you in different directions, and you're just going on a constant pace and speed that it takes something to happen in order for you to be able to refocus and ask yourself, what am I doing? You know, your health and your life is very important, and it's very crucial, and it's super important to put that above anything else. So with that being said, it is a new month. It's April, and that means there's new goals to set. You have new aspirations to make for the month, and you are going to accomplish the things that you didn't last month. It's a perfect way to kind of get a new focus on things, you know, start fresh, get some new energy, and just improve yourself in the best ways possible. It's very crucial that you improve yourself. I think everyone can do some soul searching, some improving, whether they think that they're 100% there. I don't think anyone would ever just be there. Will be fully content with life. We're always aspiring and reaching for more because we're just hungry humans. We're never going to be satisfied. But you can be partially satisfied if you do the right things that make you happy. And that's something that's extremely important that I want to talk about, is your own happiness. I want you to take this month and really evaluate the things that you're doing and asking yourself if it makes you truly happy. If that the person you're with makes you happy, do they bring the best out of you? Do they understand you? Have they taken the time to understand you? Do they love you the way that you love them? I want you to take the time to ask yourself, you know, is the job that I'm at somewhere I see forever in? Is this temporary? For how long? What is my next step? What is my next move? What do I want to become? School can be hard too. It's hard to kind of keep a straight mindset and keep focus and ask yourself, is this the right thing I'm studying? Is this where I want to be? Are the people that I'm hanging around, is this a positive look for me? Is it a positive outcome? Am I doing the wrong thing? So much dictates who you are as a person. And I think that right now, a lot of people are becoming lost in society and are doing things thinking that it's okay, thinking that it's, you know, just cool. And it's not. Being content and happy with yourself is being positive and having a positive mindset and giving positivity to those around you. And when you create negativity and you give out negativity and you belittle someone and you act like you're more superior than them, that explains a lot as a person. It explains a lot about yourself. It tells me that there's something in your life that happened. There's someone in your life, an event, a time, a place, something happened that made you this bitter soul, that made you the person that you are. And something happened that made you think that treating others that way is either one, the way you show affection and love, or two, you just think it's right. I truly believe that no one person is born into the world evil. I believe it's what they see, it's what they hear, it's how they're brought up. Now, that's a very controversial thing, I know, and a lot of people have their opinions on, and this is just mine. But I bet you, if we were to radiate more positivity and spread happiness and support each other and talk about our feelings and realize that you're not alone in situations, that negative person is no longer going to be negative. That person that strives on belittling others is going to see you as your equal. Well, as their equal. I just think it's so important that as we're in a new month, you're embracing the past. You're leaving behind what the old month brought you. You're taking it all in and you're asking yourself, what do I want this month to bring me? And that's super important. It's also important to take the time to let go. When you're starting something new, you never want to drag something old into something new because that causes problems. It causes doubt, anxiety, and it causes long-term guilt. You start feeling guilty at the fact that you can't let go of something that either treated you wrong, that either didn't benefit you, that maybe you didn't give your all and that's why it didn't work. But like I said in my previous podcasts, it isn't you. It isn't the other person. It's life. Life happens and life will always be happening. No matter what year you're in, what month, what day, life is happening. Time never stops. So you can't sit and dwell on things that didn't go right because it's not a part of your story. Your story is written. Your story is made. You just need to tell your story. So this month, I am asking all of you to write your story. Continue it. Spread your story around. Share your feelings. Share the things you went through. Because I'm telling you, you're never alone. You're not alone. So, I would love if you guys would share 3 things with me that you want to accomplish this month. And towards the end of the month, we're going to check back in and see. But of course, between that time, we're going to be speaking a lot more because I have a lot that I need to share with you guys. But until then, stay tuned.